on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. We're back this evening with Jana, Make Death by Gucci. Make Death by Gucci. Look at that.
That's all right. That's I'm going to talk about Mig tonight. I'll be honorary Mig.
The Mig Informer tonight. And then Jennifer, the Mafia Wars Loot Lady. I'm Pistol Pete from Spock Home. How's everybody doing?
Very good.
We had a brief break last time. We had some travel issues that prevented some recording time. So,
well, gosh, I think all of us have been so busy. Like, for me, the fall season in general is just crazy. There's lots to do.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, just been busy. I play when I can, though. So.
Yeah. I got my daily ices in still.
I can't get those.
Are you trying to be the best on your leaderboard?
That's like 20,000.
No. On the Mafia leaderboard, there's only 29.
What's that?
And if you're number one, you'll get a piece of loot.
Who cares?
What are you talking about? Explain to me. I'm behind.
The ice board that we had last time. Remember that?
Right. Yep.
Well, it refreshes every week. Uh-huh. And this week, since we're all starting at the same time, they're offering a piece of loot. If you're number one in your Mafia, you'll get something called a golden shield. And then there's a loot item for the top three global icers. And you can't do anything about that. Like, I wouldn't even try to be up there with them. But in your own Mafia, everybody has a leaderboard of 29 people. So if
are
you're
they just
sneaky,
random 29 people?
Yeah, they're very random.
Esther, none of you are in here.
No, and it's just a random sampling. And you'll find if you go towards the bottom, you're going to see people that don't even play and have zero ices.
Okay, and that's why I'm number 16.
Right. But if you want to be number one and you don't want to do all those ices, you can just remove the people ahead of you from your Mafia.
Oh, my gosh. How funny. So if I don't like any of you.
Well, I'm going to do it right before the event ends. And then you can run the Admiomatic and get them right back in your Mafia. And they'll never know it happened.
Oh, my God, Jen. You cracked me up.
It works. I tested it.
I believe you.
And I'm number one.
Like I said, I've been busy.
And then it's kind of funny because some people are like pissed that people are removing them from their Mafias. I think it's too soon to do it now because I did notice when you do remove someone, they could put someone back that has about the same number of ices as the person you removed. So it's kind of like at the draw. So you're better off waiting for the last day, which will be tomorrow if you're listening.
So how cool is the loot?
It's not that great. It has, like, I think it's a high stat of, like, 160.
Okay, well, I'm going to say that's not worth my time.
Yeah, most people are going to say they're not worth it, but people that know if there's a way to get it and it's relatively easy, they're going to do it. And if you use the Spock Home toolbar, all the names are linked, so you just have to click on the link. It'll take you right to their Mafia Wars profile and you remove from your Mafia. So it's not anything difficult to do. It's just going to be a few clicks.
Right.
Some people don't like this idea. And if you don't do it.
I tried to do it in the first round when they first came out with it. And I stayed up there for quite a while, but it's not worth it now.
I think that was my Disneyland week, and I just didn't get to do much. But
yeah, well, and we all got it on a slow roll, so some people didn't even have it till 3 days into it.
I know, I felt so bad. I'm like, this is fun. And they're like, what are you talking about?
But
everybody,
you know,
has it now, though. We're all even.
Right, and they didn't give us anything the last time either, and most likely that was the reason, because it wouldn't have been fair.
They were just giving it a trial.
Yeah, the Golden Shield has a defense stat of 163.
Okay.
It'll improve my score by 17 points, and it'll probably be obsolete by the next VIP refresh or two after, but I just want it.
I know you do.
And if all I have to do is remove a few people and then add them back, I don't see any harm.
I don't know how you're having any time to play Mafia Wars with all these Farmville 2 requests you're sending me.
I know.
You are eating up my feed. Seriously, chill.
We do have a game promotion coming.
Is that the problem?
Farmville 2, yes. And you know, we don't really know what the task will be, but the last three have been get to level 12.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, oh, well, I'll get a head start, you know, then I can make a blog post. So when it comes out, I can have, you know, just kind of some ghetto advice on how to get there fast. I'm not trying to make anyone into a Farmville player. But I can't stop playing it.
I hear they call you Farmer Jen.
I know.
That's scary.
But my account has a glitch on it.
Ooh. And no wonder
I don't care what the game is. If it's a glitch and you're getting stuff you're not supposed to get.
If you see an advantage, you're taking it.
Yeah. So when I got to 12, I'm like, do I just stop now? And then I started playing again and I'm like, oh, I can't stop.
Well, I can thankfully tell you that I have not even clicked on it. I don't have it blocked yet because, but I'm about to. Probably two more requests from you and I'm out. No.
It is a very request-heavy application.
Well, what's the deal? Is it the same thing as Farmville? I mean, or is it like Mafia Wars 2 with something completely different than Mafia Wars?
I've never really played the original Farmville, but to me, it looks the same. I don't, you know, you...
Nestor played it because, yeah, Farmer Nestor, played Farmville. We'll have to ask him. He's saying from the hopper it's nothing like it, so I don't know.
I think the difference is these have a lot of like crops that only take a minute or 2 minutes to grow, and that's kind of fun. You know, one thing people don't like to do is wait.
They've pushed out a lot of these bobblehead games lately, huh?
Well, I think they're trying to find their next big game. Like, I think they went IPO and they have to prove that what they told investors is true. That they can
and then
attract.
They really don't need the old players, just the new ones.
And it's just none of their latest games have done that. Now, don't get me wrong. They've got some pretty big numbers. And The Ville and Chefsville are, like, on the top of the leaderboards. Like,
my daughter wants to know when they're going to have Cruella de Ville. There is too many Villes. I mean,
yeah,
to see something a little more.
Have you started it yet, Pete?
Level 11, Pete? No.
No, I'm not going to do it.
You're not going to even do it?
Nope. I've given up on that stuff. I'm tired of them telling me what games I need to play.
If they give me stamina, I'd be there.
You know, and I have to agree with that. I mean, that's one of the things in the previous iterations of cross-promotion. There was something worthwhile getting there, and I'm sorry, loot no longer is worthwhile.
The stamina is, though, to me still.
Yep.
So, I don't know. Maybe we could bring that up at some point, but I would think that would be better for a lot of people.
Well, it was interesting on the last one, the Chefsville cross promo, the original customer support document that listed all the rewards for all the games. It listed reward points. I think we talked about that before.
Yeah.
And it's changed to loot. And I can't wrap my mind around, like, they push so much loot in the marketplace. So obviously people are buying it. Because if they just didn't buy it, then I would think
they'd move on to another idea.
Yeah.
I didn't try that one either. So I think Bubble Safari might be the last time that I think that was the last one, which wasn't that long ago, but I just don't see it.
No, we've had like 4 cents.
Yeah. So
probably start, I would guess, just on the time frame of the last ones and the patterns. I think we'll get it this week sometime.
Yay. Well.
And a lot of people are already playing it. It's kind of fun.
I've been busy and I try to come in and play the game that I want to play rather than what they want me to play.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree totally.
I'm kind of tired with that.
Yeah, they do make us do work.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
and when you don't have a lot of time, it's hard to burn up all of what you've got here anyway. Like, I want to balance it between two games or more.
I was thinking of writing a Farmville 2 blog.
I think you should.
As a backup.
You probably should. Move on. Open your horizons.
Yeah.
Farmer Jens. What would you call it?
You might have to learn Diablo. Learn Diablo 3.
Yeah, actually I would do.
Probably got a bigger population.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with the Walking Dead social game.
Yeah.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Mike sent me a link to it other night. I told him I just might do it. I don't know. I'll give it a try just to tell y'all.
Try it and see if it's fun. And then we could do a show about that.
Mm-hmm. And we'll do our backyard monsters and our... We have to have your guy on sometime and talk about that. Gaming addictions.
Yeah. It's bad.
There's a show on that The same show that Mark Pincus did about a year ago when he made all those comments about their customers and whatnot. You know what I'm talking about? It's like a primetime news show. That same guy, Brian Williams, I saw a commercial a few minutes ago, has an online gaming addiction, social gaming addiction special coming this week. Oh, so I thought that might be funny because they're bound to bring up some silly Farmville mafia, whatever.
Yeah. I think Mafia Wars is just getting too small now, too. And I'm really getting frustrated with, you know, the time I spend blogging and taking pictures and coming up with things, figuring it out. And then just to see other people just steal what I write and put it on their blog. And it just makes me not want to do it. Mm-hmm. It's very frustrating.
They see it being done over and over again in this.
What?
People see it being done, ideas taken.
Oh, I know. Used. And all, you know, same with the scripts. It just makes you feel like, why did I do all this work when someone just copies it? Well, why don't I wait and just copy someone else?
Because you would feel horrible about it. You would feel horrible. I know you. You would be like, I can't believe I did that. You couldn't handle it. There's people out there that they don't even think twice about taking something that's not theirs.
And then I have this one guy, he continually takes my stuff. Mm-hmm. And his argument is that because the images technically belong to Zynga, that it's okay.
Even Zynga knows that's not true.
Yeah. I could probably pursue it and do something about it, but it's like, is it worth the time and hassle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's been going on this week? We missed the last show.
Like stuff-wise or Spotcom-wise?
Spotcom, what's up there? Y'all got anything new?
Oh, just a few small updates to the toolbar. We finally got it where now it'll notify you. When you do your backups to the server, it'll now tell you that the backup was complete, where in the past that was not something that happened.
And the bad thing about backups is if you don't actually do it, you're going to be sorry.
Yeah. Well, as with anything, any kind of backups, even your desktop backups. And for those that don't want to, you know, get the golden toolbar, I mean, there's always an option to go ahead and get, you know, to do backups yourself using the Backupinator. It's a free script as well. So, I mean, it's not any big deal. Mm-hmm. So there's options. Options. We give people options.
I never backed up my stuff, and I lost about 3 months worth of stat history.
Yep.
I was very sad.
And then there's people like me that just don't care. I like to look at it sometimes, but I never have been as involved in the numbers thing as you guys.
Right.
I just like playing and icing people, that kind of killing.
I didn't think I would care, so that's maybe why I never backed stuff up. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of said, oh, that won't happen to me. And then it happened, and then I was like, oh, man. Because everything, you lose everything if you clear all your cookies, like your settings.
Oh, yeah, and that is a pain.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And a lot of, like, your own Spocklets, where, like, if people send you scripts to try out or your beta testing stuff, if you wipe out your toolbar, you have to go find all that stuff again.
Mm-hmm.
Not fun.
Fun at all. Yep.
What's up with streamlined fighting? What does that mean?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one, too.
That's from the Hopper.
And this is something that's going to be built up over time. It's not 100% complete yet. But the premise behind it is, and the start of the evolution of it is, that you can actually turn off the loot drops that are happening on the fight module when it pops up. And one of the reasons for this was, it was something that Mike Nestor had mentioned once before, was that, you know, the idea of finding a way to make fighting a little bit faster. So we believed that by doing this specific thing, it would actually speed up the fighting modules. Now, I haven't heard from Mike's noticed a difference as a result of that or not. One of the other things that's going to be worked on over time is kind of a Spockified, you know, for lack of a better word, term, whatever, version of the fight module that will take out unnecessary items and make even the pop-up that comes up more clean-looking and functional so that, again, you're not wasting a lot of time, you know, loading things that don't need to load in order to be a fighter. So that's kind of the intention and what we're hoping to resolve with that. We'll keep messing around with that until we can get it to where it's perfected and that kind of stuff. But that's that idea.
Nice.
Those couple of things.
You guys are always busy at something.
Always thinking.
Mm-hmm. Scary. I got some funny news.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, so you know how Chester used to be the godfather of Meg? Yeah. Not funny news, but this is really cool. And then he stepped down, and you know, we lost him from the show, and Meg basically lost him as a player and a godfather, but he plays occasionally just to irritate people. And then, so Sonya has been doing a great job as godmother over there, and she really is awesome and a lot of fun, but she just wasn't really having as much fun as she used to. And so she stepped down on Friday, and now, guess who? You're not going to believe this. Guess who is the new godfather of Meg?
We already know.
So our very own Mike Nestor from The Hopper. Uh-huh. He's from the time I met him, he'd never even been in a family, and now he's running Meg. So
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so congratulations to Mike.
Mike, come out of The Hopper and tell us what it feels like.
How does it feel to be such a big shot? Crickets.
He's going to be perfect as the godfather of Meg, never speaking to anyone. And
yeah, he'll be like Chester, like just the... No, actually, I think he'll be a lot more active than Chester ever was.
Well, yeah, he'll get more than 2 ices a week.
Uh-huh. So what has anything changed in the blog this week? Any juicy stories?
Yeah, a few interesting things. We got these things called mini bosses, and it looked like it could be something cool. And it was explained via their blog that they're non-player characters, and they're on the fight list, just like the Raven used to be, or some of your mission people that you have to fight. And you just click on them, and they're supposed to be like a player, with the exception of they don't have a profile, so you can't declare war on them. You can't add them to your rivals list. But they were presented in a manner like, oh, here's something new for you to ice. Well, the problem is that they're really strong, and they change stats, too. So they're basically holding up 4 slots on your fight list, and most people are ignoring them because even if you can beat them, they have too much health. So you're going to waste a lot of stamina just to get 1 ice. So
what was the point? Was it to add more people to the fight list? Or testing, adding more?
It seems like another useless feature. Like it's to me, it's no different than a bonus job. I'm not going to do a bonus job because the ratio isn't good. I have to go get a consumable, and the loot doesn't even help me. It might help some people, but you get that same loot for doing bandits, so therefore nobody does bonus jobs, really. Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling this is going to be the same thing. We're just totally ignoring them unless Zynga can give us a reason they're there, give us a incentive to fight them.
If you've killed this many, you're going to get...
Yeah, or something like that. But the problem is they have unrealistic equipment scores. Like if you go to the Mafia Tornado site, they have every player who's in a family is ranked by their equipment scores. And I think the Traveler's like the highest one, and I don't even know what it is, 400-something thousand. Well, some of these guys have like 800,000 defense equipment scores. And it's just unrealistic. I think if they're going to put them there and have them simulate being a real player, make them realistic.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You
know, I don't know if we're missing something, but nobody's doing them, so nobody can really report anything special you get from them.
Right.
What's your take on them, Pete?
I haven't even messed with them yet. I got them neither late, and I, you know, haven't even tried. I imagine we'll probably write a script, find out what the ratios are and stuff, and find out if they're worth it from that standpoint.
Yeah.
But that's going to be the only reason probably to do them. I don't think it really, you know, solves an issue of, you know, trying to eliminate the load on low-end players or something like that. Because like you said, if they're awfully difficult to fight, I mean, reasonably difficult is one thing, but awfully difficult, then, you know, people aren't going to mess with it.
No, and they're not. They're just getting ignored. The one nice thing is that I'm not sure what scripts deal with them or not, but Martin explained that when you guys were coding for the Assassinator, at the time the Raven was on there, and so Martin put something in the code where you wouldn't attack that these like non-player characters.
Right.
So if you'll find if you run your Assassinator, you're not going to even mess with them.
Yeah.
And that was kind of nice because nothing broke when they came out. Where if he hadn't have done that, probably would have broke as soon as they came out, and then you would have had to stress to rewrite it.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, then there is the NPC option that would probably work with him. I haven't even tried that. I should.
Oh, I didn't try that either. I didn't think to do that.
But I imagine that might actually end up working.
Oh, I'm going to have to try it out of curiosity.
Because that in theory, that's the premise behind it, is if they're tagged as non-player characters, then it might actually work to actually fight them. And then that would tell us the statistics pretty quick. So,
yeah, that's a good idea.
So worth the shot.
We'll keep us posted.
It's a little bit upsetting, too, that they do this because they push it out. They don't give us much information. But look at all the features we have that you could use updates, fight club, treasure chest keys, family boss fights, operations, treasure. I could go on and on. Well, why are they just letting these features sit and fester? And instead of like cleaning those up, either get rid of them or update them, they're just adding new features like the ice board and now these mini bosses. We don't need either one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why they're ignoring so many things in the game. Do they just not care? Is it a problem to delete stuff? I don't know.
It's stuff they didn't work on and there's a new crew of people that want to do their thing. I don't know.
But you would think it would be easy just to eliminate something if you don't want to update it.
You would think so.
I mean, just, you know, nobody goes to Trader Go, but if they just remove that, I think that would make people happy. He doesn't really get in my way, but it's just something you look at and you're like, seriously?
Mm-hmm.
There's just so much they could do with the game to make it better. And instead of taking advice from their players like they say they're going to, they just out of the blue dump new stuff that has no purpose or sense. And maybe it does have a purpose or sense, but if you're not going to tell it to us and make us think we have to figure it out ourselves,
then you're going to lose us.
Yeah, because we're not going to put the time in. Like, I'm going to try something two or three times. If I don't see it benefiting me, I'm not going to go back to it.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't make none of it makes sense. But we've been saying that for, what, 2 years now?
Mm-hmm. Or more. Who knows?
Ever since the Mafia Wars became a love-hate rather than a love situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's a good one. I guess they don't have enough VIP players. And so they decided to offer a free trial for anybody who wanted to try it for 1 week. And they did it right after the loot refreshed. So now anybody that wants this VIP loot can go get it for free. And I mean, I don't care. I think if people want to try it, they should be able to get the loot. But then now people that are paying are like, wait a second, what am I paying this for if anyone can get it? And not anyone can get it, because if you already signed up for the VIP and then you canceled, you won't get the free trial offer.
Mm-hmm.
And then the way it's worded, you have to sign up, you have to give Facebook your credit card information. And if you cancel before the 7 days are up, you should be okay. But if you don't, they're going to automatically bill you $24.97.
Not cool.
And we tried with gift cards and it worked. Like someone had like a balance of 37 cents and it worked.
Hmm.
So I recommend, if you're one of those people that does not want your information anywhere near Facebook, use a paid card. Yeah. It's not fraudulent.
Right. Exactly.
It's just being smart. You know, it's preventing unauthorized charges on your account, because it sounds like people are already getting charged when they aren't supposed to.
And it's not like no one's trying to hack Facebook at any given time.
Right. So if they want more VIP players, they need to take our advice again and offer different ways of getting it. You know, even if someone is willing to give Facebook their bank information, a lot of accounts are banned by Facebook from purchasing things for whatever reason. If you were hacked in the past, a lot of times you can't purchase things. And I know a lot of people that can't buy anything because Facebook blocks them. And you
don't
can't.
You wish they would do that to you?
Well, the other thing, and this never comes up, but this is the part that makes me the most nervous about Facebook having any kind of control and power over my Mafia Wars account. You can play Mafia Wars off of the Mafia Wars page, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can go to MafiaWars.com and still play off there. Uh-huh. If Facebook blocks your account for whatever reason, and they randomly can choose to block your account with no explanation and no recourse, I've now spent money on something that I have no control over at all.
True. Yep.
And that makes me extremely nervous about the whole process. If I'm playing a game that is the game I'm choosing to play, you know.
Then you don't need a middleman.
I don't need a middleman.
Like, you know where to get it. I don't like the middleman deal here at all.
Yep.
So
yeah.
That's the part that's got me extremely nervous about the scenario, though, is that Facebook can just block accounts for no reason.
And they do.
No explanation, and they do. And here we will end up potentially maybe not having an account to play our game with anymore, and we've ponied up money to build these characters over time.
And then even with your VIP membership, you know, that's a long-term thing.
Yeah.
If Facebook comes and cancels your account, then you could justify that all that money you put into it was wasted or taken from you.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know what kind of recourse, you know, the team at Mafia Wars has with regard to that. You know, if they have a way to mitigate when something like that does happen, to find out, you know, was it indeed a real reason why they had the right to cancel that account. But they don't give explanations, and they don't provide any mechanism to follow up with them when it happens either. You know, I can't remember what it was we had some issue with not too long ago, and it was like it really didn't make a lot of sense, and we had no recourse, and there's no one to talk to at Facebook, so there's like no humans that work there, and it was just a waste of time.
Mm-hmm. So. It's so frustrating.
Yes. Zynga needs to think that through. If they can sell $25 gift cards at Target, then why can't they let us use those to get our memberships?
Yep.
It's all shady. I'm just saying.
It is. It's just
a little shady.
Something's not right.
Yep.
And we're being used just to get money.
Players.
And I'm sure that Facebook already has all of your credit card information anyway, as it's come through, you know.
Yeah, they do. But you can go ahead and remove it from your account. Mm-hmm. And with a recurring charge, it's going to keep getting put back on your account. And a lot of people, because Facebook is so easy to hack into.
Exactly.
They don't want it there. And I think Zynga fails to see that. And I'm
I
sure
think that they're in a rock and a hard place. I don't think they had a choice at all. They don't want it. They don't want a middleman either. They want the money to come to them.
Right. So it would make sense. Let them use gift cards. Facebook doesn't take any of that.
Mm-hmm. It's a Facebook control issue. And that's what it boils down to. Control.
Yeah. And Zynga, no matter what, will always be Facebook's bitch. Because mm-hmm. if they move
at least for 3 more years, right?
Well, even when they move to their own platform, it's not going to be what Facebook is. I mean, look how many millions of people are on Facebook.
And people used to say that about MySpace, that Facebook will never be what MySpace is.
Yeah, that's true.
And so, I mean, there's always that next thing, you know. It's not going to be Zynga's platform, but the next social networking. Google Plus really hasn't seemed to take it off, so.
No.
Mm-mm.
So anyway, anything else?
No, that's the big stuff. We got a bunch of stuff coming, like in the servers and in the inventory. There's evidence of a new gift mastery event, a robbing spree feature, another crafter's choice, secret district, a mission. So I have a feeling we're going to get hit this week with too much stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but it sounds like it'll be a busy week.
Yeah. But that's it.
Sweet. Well, does anybody got a shout out tonight? I want to give one to just Mike and Mig in general. So, kind of already did, but I'm going to stick with it.
I do not have one this evening.
No Spock outs.
No Spock ons. Spockets.
Sprockets.
Basically, sprockets.
What about you, Jen? You've had a crazy week.
My shout out is to Jason, he was the number one player on the global ice board. And he
and to all of your Farmville friends.
He's good in Farmville too. But he took a lot of heat from, you know, anytime anyone has a lot of ice, is the people that are so against everything come out of the woodwork. And I made kind of a funny blog post just joking around by I did like a fake interview with him. He was a good sport about that.
Oh, that's so
shout out to Jason. He used to be in the Ass family too, and he started his own family called Target Mafia.
Oh, cool.
And I'm sure people saw them on the ice leaderboard of the family ice event.
Oh, awesome.
So good people in that family.
Fun. Well, I'm guessing we're going to call it a wrap.
It's a wrap.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first. We'll be right back.
I wanna cross, get them crashing to the brave new world. I wanna